Hello and we are live. Happy Thursday, everybody. My name is Christian Fischer. I'm the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. And today I want to share with you my top 10 traits successful hospitality professionals have. Hello again. My name is Christian Fischer. I'm the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. And I get asked this question all the time. Christian, what do you think some common traits are for people which are super successful in the hospitality industry? And for me, I think number one is I call it an excellence mindset. Those guys, they know what they want to do. They know exactly how to get there. They don't worry about titles. They focus on attitude and what they need to get done every single day. And for me, I think it sounds so easy having that excellence mindset, but a lot of chefs struggle with that because we get easily sidetracked. We want to do so many different things. But for me, I believe the people which are super successful in our industry have that mindset of excellence. They know exactly what they want to do. They're going after, and they will do the best job they can to do it right. And they don't just do the right things. They do things right. And that's for me, number one, having an excellence mindset. The second one for me is they have a nature or a bias towards customer service excellence. Not only the excellence on how they serve, they just go above and beyond. And for me, I have a personal story on this. I travel a lot, and my knife case, at one point, the handle was all worn out. And I brought it to my local cleaner asking if they knew anybody who can fix this. I knew they were doing some alterations on clothing and some other stuff. They tailored some of my chef coats and some of my suits. So I knew they knew somebody who could do it. And the owner of that shop said to me, "Hey, let me give it a stab. I think I can do it. And I think I can make it even better." And a few days go by. I called, "Hey, did you have a chance to look at it?" She says, "Absolutely. I have a great way of how I can fix it. Give me a week or two." The 2 weeks by, I go back there and I pick up my knife case. And I just thought, "Give me my knife case. Look how we have it fixed." What she has done was so amazing, and I went there ever since, and that's over 20 years now. As she brought me my knife case, it was in this box. It was beautifully wrapped, like it was brand new. And she put that handle on it. She did my initials on it. It was amazingly how beautiful it was done. I was so amazed on how great it looked and that she went above and beyond. And I said, I don't even know what to say. This looks better than now than it did new. And she said, "I just wanted to make sure you were happy with the work we do." And for me, I dropped it off. I thought they're going to stitch it or they put something new on it. But she totally recreated it. She went above and beyond. I never asked for that. Not only did she go above and beyond the way she prepared it and repaired it, but the way she gave it to me, there was so much pride in her face as she handed it to me. I'm sure my face said it all. I was just so struck by, wow, this is just going so above and beyond. And for me, I bring my stuff there all the time because I know every time I bring my stuff there, they take care of that the same way. Number two, it's that bias towards excellence. The number three thing I feel successful, not just chefs, I call them also entrepreneurs because I think chefs and hospitality professionals are all entrepreneurs. The third thing they all have in common is the way they talk to themselves. Sometimes we get caught up in things and we are really hard on ourselves. And I think we need to choose really carefully how we speak to ourselves. For me, how often did you screw something up and you were like, "Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm such a dumbass. I knew I shouldn't have done that." And what I find, people which are successful, which are, part of the 10 common traits I see, when they do something wrong, they say, "Oh, what can I learn from that?" And that changes everything from just that simple thing for me. Oh my God, I screwed up. I'm so dumb. Hey, listen, I've been there. And they'll, somebody once pointed out to me, they said, oh my God, I don't want to know how you talk to people you're actually upset about if you talk like this about yourself. It kind of caught me off guard because we all do it. But just making that little pivot, that little switch from, okay, I know this didn't go right. How can I learn from it? And for me, single biggest impact it had the way I look at certain things. And for me, I hang out with people which are successful and they all do the same in their own different way. They don't beat each other up or they don't beat themselves up for making a simple mistake. The next thing, number four of common traits people have which are successful in our industry is they have a daily practice for success. They implement routines. They have consistency, the way they look at improvement. And they care not just of themselves, but they take care of the people around them. And for me, that daily practice of success, it's really simple. Giving somebody an honest thank you. Having a conversation with somebody while you're on the phone, putting the phone down. Hey, I'm here with you. What is your question? Because I'm 100% here with you. All those little things are daily practices of success. Having those daily routines, not just to work on myself and on the processes I want to develop, is also the way I do it with my team. Number four, I call simplicity or simplify and focus. What I see in a lot of successful entrepreneurs, chefs, hospitality professionals, they are really, really focused in streamlining daily tasks. The days of multitasking, I think, are over. I don't think people multitasking do really do a good job in anything. I think there's a saying, and I'm not sure who said it, but it says, hey, the person who chases two rabbits catches none. I honestly believe that. What I see it in our operations and what we do here, when I'm not focused, if I don't simplify, if I make it too complicated, we don't get anything done. Therefore, maybe we need to take number five and we'll call it simplify and focus. I call complexity as the enemy of execution. If you make it too complex, we don't get anything done. If it's for me, my team, and I'm sure it's going on in restaurants, as I ran big kitchens, simplicity and daily practice. Daily practice is the mother of skill. So simplify and focus. For me, number six of what makes great hospitality professionals even better. You probably heard about the swan effect. You know, they look so calm on top, but underwater, they pedal, they're working really hard. They practice in private, so they will be celebrated in public. And for us, if you don't have that calm demeanor, it has that ripple down effect. Everybody else feel stressed out too. And how often have you felt when something went wrong with you and you were unfocused, you were unsure, you were uncertain on what actions to take, and it kind of took a ripple effect on your team? I love the swan effect. By the way, I love watching swans, but just that simplicity, they look so graceful on water, but you know, they're doing a lot of paddling underneath the water. So for me, number six, I call it the swan effect, because we need to practice in private so we get celebrated in public. One of my books I'm currently writing, I call it Culinary Kung Fu. And the whole idea came from my daughter doing Wushu Kung Fu. And as I watched her doing Wushu Kung Fu, it reminded me how similar it is to the craft of culinary. In culinary, you don't do 4,000 things one time to be good at it. We do one thing 4,000 times. So it becomes repetitious. You know, it becomes ingrained and we know exactly how to do it. And Kung Fu has the very same principles. So for me, having that around the Swan effect is really, really super powerful. Practice in private so you get celebrated in public. And for me, I believe in that so much that our slogan here is when we work with our clients and when we work in our programs, that we have four simple goals. Number one, we want to provide clarity. Number two, we want to make sure we get people paid. Number three is we want people to get known. And number four, you need to wait to the end. So number seven for me is turning challenges into opportunities. That kind of goes into the way we talk to ourselves, but this takes it a level deeper. Reframing obstacles. Change the way, and that's a simple saying. I use it all the time. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's not just a clever way or a clever play on words, but if you honestly change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's taking a step back, asking somebody for advice, giving advice, having the opportunity to be open to feedback. For me, turning challenges into opportunities is it shows not just you and your team that you committed to excellence as we started this out. It's also a commitment to you. And we're going to talk about this later a little bit. We need to detach from the noise of all the little things which are going on in our head every day. But turning challenges into opportunities, for me, amazing things happen. If I do the same thing all day long, day in and day out, there's no satisfaction. There's no opportunity for growth. And I honestly believe we grow, we get better when we get challenged. And the way you challenge it is to turn challenge into an opportunity. And this is one of the reasons we joined or created our mastermind. We have a group of hospitality professionals which get together twice a month. Share feedback and get and receive feedback. We go in with some challenges and the group gives us honest feedback, not just to support us in what we do. Sometimes it's a challenge because they kind of push back and they're forcing you to look at things differently. Because when you look at the things differently, you see something totally different. And I always use the example of my kids. As you guys know, all of my kids are internationally adopted. And as they came to live with us, it was really hard for me to realize, why are they doing certain things? Why are they acting that way? Why are they not doing this like that? I showed them multiple times. And for me to take the step back of saying, wow, they lived in orphanage for 6, 7, 8 years. And then an orphanage is, you know, beat or get beaten. And taking a step back, I seen why certain behaviors was not the way I expected them to act, but this is what they learned. And for me, it kind of goes back when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's that simple, clever play on words. Just a profound impact, not just on me and everything you do. So number seven, turn challenges into opportunities. And I also feel the 10 most popular or common traits of highly successful entrepreneurs are that they have a bias towards learning. Not just learning, it's continuous learning. They regularly read about stuff and not just read about it, implement it. I forgot who said it to me just a few days ago. You know what? Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. Taking action on the knowledge is real power. And for me, I made it a daily practice that I want to read at least 30 minutes in my field. Because I honestly believe if you read 30 minutes in your field, you will become a subject matter expert. And you could also see trends. Not all, so you can see trends. You can pick out what are some of the things are, what's going on out there. Having that learner's mindset is not just being an expert, it's also being open to learn something new. I had a dishwasher. His name was George, most amazing guy we had in our kitchen. George was so proud when he was done at the end of the day cleaning the kitchen. He walked around with a little air freshener, freshen up the kitchen because he wanted to smell great when he came in the next day. But what George did when it was time to peel potatoes, I'm not sure how he did it, but he was the most efficient guy, but peeling potatoes. He was whistling. He had an amazing time and he was amazingly good at it. And for me, as I ask him, George, how did you learn? How are you so good at it? He says, I love potatoes. What I hate is brown stuff in my mashed potatoes if somebody doesn't peel it right. What I hate if there's a little dead thing on it and it's just not perfect. I hate that. That's why I peel my own potatoes. And I love peeling potatoes because I love mashed potatoes, because I know when I'm done peeling the the potatoes and I get mashed potatoes, it makes me happy. And I walked away from that is how often do we need to look at a task which seems daunting, where we can kind of tweak it and come back and say, wow, I want to do this and do an amazing job at it because it makes me happy. And for me, that continuous learning for me is that when you learn, I think it's Jim Rohn who says, if things around you don't change, then you need to change. If things don't change in anything you do, we need to change. If you want things to get better, you need to change. Because same as Einstein said, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is not making you happy. So for me, number eight, having that learner's mindset is huge. Doing things to make you happy. I want to change number eight to be more like George, the happiest guy I know. Not just the happiest guy I knew. It was fun watching him because he loved what he did. And I believe that was because he had a learner's mindset. And we need all more George. Rename it to George. Number nine I have for me, we need to start detaching from noise. Detaching, not looking at the phone every time it rings. Not being on the phone when I have a conversation with somebody. Don't give a little crisis a lot of attention or the attention it doesn't deserve. These minor little interruptions take away your attention. And if you give away your attention, you can live into an excellence mindset. And for me, number nine, that detaching from the noise is, if you give those little things a lot of attention and if it's not planned in your day, you will not get done what you need to get done. And it doesn't serve you to have that excellence mindset. And it doesn't help you in stay true to your mission. It doesn't help you to focus on getting your goals done. So it's really important for me, detaching from noise. I called it that because at the end of the night in my kitchens, when everybody was gone and the kitchen was quiet and I hear George whistling outside, I went in my office and said, what are the three things I want to get done tomorrow? Not just the daily tasks we needed to do, put out amazing meals, make our customers happy, make them, you know, remember us. I always called we weren't chefs, we were architects of memories, because when we put out a dish, it needed to provoke memories that people knew they wanted to come back for a great meal. That's not what I'm talking about. For me, I had three things. And it was as simple as, number one, I need to reconnect with one of my staff. Because I kind of lost not just my daily interaction, I kind of lost the connection. I need to reconnect so that they know they're important to me and they mean the world to me. And I love having them part of my team. The second thing for me was, or when I wrote down, so number one was reconnecting. The second thing is, who do I need to give some extra attention to teach them? I called it the 20 minutes of power. And having 20 minutes on, you know, just straight focus on how can I serve you? How can I make you better? So number one, I want to make sure I reconnect with somebody. Number two, make sure I service somebody. And number three was for me, I looked at daily tasks we did amazingly well. How can we do it even better? How can we get from good to great? How can we make our service just a little bit better than our competition? How can we make our food just serve at the peak of its perfection? What are the daily simple tasks we could do to get there? And those three things were different every day. Sometimes I needed to connect with this person. Sometimes I needed to spend time with that person. And sometimes I needed to reconnect with myself. Because we all need somebody who takes care of the caregivers. And sometimes you need to take care of yourself. So number nine for me is detach from noise. And then for me, number 10 is probably the most important one I see a lot of people struggle with. And I call it be a finisher. Be a finisher. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. You heard it. It doesn't matter what you start. It matters what you finish. And it doesn't matter where your starting point is if you don't get where you need to go. And I have here my notes that it's not just starting and finishing, it's following through. Not just following through with our work, follow through with commitments. Follow through with decisions I made to follow the other nine. For me, being a finisher, that I don't give up halfway. Because I honestly believe being a finisher gives you clarity. And clarity precedes mastery. It's as simple as that. It's impossible to hit a goal or get a result you wanted if you can't see it. Clarity allows you to see it. Being a finisher allows you to get clarity. Because there's power in finishing something. There's a reason you can, when you have a goal that you check it off, that it feels amazing. There's a reason there are check marks behind of that. If you become a finisher, it makes you feel good internally. It gives you the boost to do better. It gives you confidence to go out there and take on more. It gives you the power to share with your team. I learned that little trick from a German chef many years ago. He said, if you start and you finish something, your staff will admire you forever. Because they know you're busy. They know you have a lot of responsibility as the executive chef or owner. They know you have a lot of weight on your shoulder. If they see you start and finish something, it makes them do the same. It's hard to lead and have expectations if you don't follow through. That's really what a finisher is. As we talked about, clarity precedes mastery. If you want to get really, really good at something, you get really, really clear. And in order to get really, really clear, you need to become a finisher. I hope these 10 reasons or the 10 points or the 10 common traits I see successful entrepreneurs, hospitality professionals and chefs have. It's really simple. And if you like, just join our private community, which is the DisruptiveChef.club. We are more than happy to send you our 10 points. And those are my working points. I update them all the time. I also refine them. And sometimes it takes me to say, you know what? I need to be better in the way I talk to myself. I need to be better in sharing. I need to become better in turning challenges into opportunity. I need to become better in the swan effect. I need to become better in simplifying and focusing. I need to follow through, be a finisher on my daily practices of success. As we started this out, I honestly feel those are the 10 best things you can do to be successful tomorrow. And you can implement them tomorrow. Don't tackle all 10, take one or two a week, because remember, clarity precedes mastery. And it's my goal with our podcast to make you a master in what you do. And if you haven't done so and you find value in our conversations here, we do this on Mondays and Thursdays, and we have some extra podcasts for you guys during the week. Please click below, share this video with a friend or somebody who feels you need it, or just save it for you if you need to hear it again. More than happy to share with you your 10 points here if you join our Disruptive Chef Club community. This is the front row seat where you get to see these. I share some daily tips, practices there. They get to drive some of our new programs. I would love to have you part of the program. With that, until next time, remember to disrupt your kitchen. Set the world on fire. Stay hungry for change. I'm Christian, your disruptive chef entrepreneur host. I'm signing off for today. Be the challenge. Be the change. Be the chef who sets the world on fire.